This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM FM, Winnipeg.
Yes, oh Canada, indeed. Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, playing you great Canadian music here on UMFM for, around 17 years or so. And been a big fan of great Canadian music all my life, of course, but it's my great honor and pleasure to play a lot of great Canadian music, especially today. It is Canada Day, the day we celebrate the birth of our nation. And, Canada's not perfect. We got our problems. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, when you look around the globe, comparatively speaking, it's not so bad. So I'm proud to be from here, and I'm proud to celebrate the amazing, amazing music that comes from here. And today's show is all about that. You know, we play great Canadian music every week here on the show. Our percentage of Canadian music is pretty darn high, and we certainly aim to keep it that way. But today we're going to try to keep it at 100% and introduce you to some great Canadian music. This will be like the ultimate Canadian music guide, I think, is what we're going to call this. This one is especially dedicated to our fine German listeners and our listeners, in other places besides Canada, or perhaps Canadians who are not as familiar with great Canadian music as they should be, because, let's be honest with you, oftentimes the stuff that we hear is stuff from other places, and sometimes we don't know that there's great Canadian music right in our backyard. We're going to celebrate a whole bunch of that on today's program. We are pre-recorded today, by the way. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, so don't give me a call, but I love your emails, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, send us messages there. And on the Twitter, I'm Jeff Robson here live in the Sunset Saloon basement, also Jeff Robson. And, my first hosting broadcast on UMFM was Desmond Howell's Canada Day Spectacular, I think the year 2001. And every year, of course, we try to have a Canadian music special, and today, that's what we're doing. And we got to play the most Canadian stuff. You know, you might think of great Canadian music as being Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell and maybe Gordon Lightfoot or something like that, and those folks are all great. Maybe you didn't even know that some of those folks were Canadian. I don't know. But we try to show you folks who were, just as great and perhaps maybe a little bit underappreciated. So that's where we're going to go today. Here's the band that kicked off my my first show here on UMFM and has been a great guiding force ever since. They're one of the most Canadian bands of all for lots and lots of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, I guess they write about Canada a whole lot and celebrate this great nation. And here's a song that kind of sums that up. It's from one of the great Canadian albums, perhaps the other one, the record after this, their third record, is the one that most people call. We have these silly polls every once in a while of the greatest Canadian albums of all time. And this band has a record that's routinely at the top of that list. It kind of alternates with the record we're going to hear second, actually, sometimes. But we're not going to go to that that most famous, most iconic record of theirs. We're going to go to the one just before it. These are the Mighty Rio Statics from the album Melville. This is a great Canadian one right here. Northern Wish. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Wake up, raise the curtains from your deep provincial eyes. Speak up, for I am certain that it's no disguise. The soldier stopping traffic couldn't keep these wheels at bay. Their gun smoked, then the sun broke, and we hauled away. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. And did you get my message on the people's radio? I wrote it in Alberta, across the prairie spine. And I'd rather jump the border, the trail from east to west, and get the booking agent to find another band. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. I built my rocket in a shed. I'm gonna launch it at the sun. I'm gonna launch it from my pad. Oh, could I get this? It's my northern wish. Meanwhile, in the forest, in a parliament of trees, the ink will crack and dry all up, but the compass will swing anyways. And we don't need mathematics, and we don't need submarine to tell how far that the land does go till it hits the shore. And mothers of the country, take two flags and make a sail. We'll sail the big dominion. This song is falling. I built my rocket in a shed. Gonna launch it at the sun. Gonna launch it from my pad. Oh, could I get this? It's my northern wish. Wake up, raise the curtains from your deep provincial lies. Speak out, for I am certain this song is over.
Hey, this is Stephen Stanley from Lowest of the Low. You're listening to Steel Battles with Free Range Radio at 101.5 UMFM.
Let's take a walk down to the Omi. drink until our kidneys fail. You can tell me that you want me, and I can think about betrayal. You can leave me thinking, drinking all night, 'cause that's the sharpest nail. Chairman Bound, and I can tell you all my problems. Yeah, you can try and hold them down. This seems a trivial pursuit now, but it's the only game in town. When you don't know if you're coming, and you don't know if you're going,
trying not to wonder where you are. Afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. And in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase, I hate Winnipeg. Thank you. all leaning into sky. A golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
I had to throw that one in there too. It's just, you know, it's obviously it's the most obviously one about Winnipeg, but it's really not when you think about it. It's about, it's kind of about, I mean, I assume that people are like that everywhere. I know a lot of people in a lot of places kind of recognize themselves in that song a bit, but there's still so many people that don't really understand that song. And it's not Samson saying he hates Winnipeg. The guy loves it here. He's never left, never will leave, I'm sure. It's a reflection of, you know, the way we talk here in Winnipeg, and I'm sure you talk in your hometown wherever you are. And it's just brilliant writing, really, when you get right down to it. That is One Great City there from those Weaker Thans. Winnipeg's greatest contribution to music by far. Well, before that, Left and Leaving, that record is so Winnipeg. Just Winnipeg is just so ingrained in every line and every note in that record. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing thing. We heard the title track to that great record there. Before that, the great Lowest of the Low. They inspired the Weaker Thans a whole lot and kind of became friends later on and stuff. From one of the greatest Canadian albums of all time. It's certainly one that changed my life and one that that I just love top to bottom. There's like 18 songs on there. You don't skip a single one, which is so, so rare. I can't think of too many other records that have that many songs that you don't skip any. I mean, even the Weaker Thans records, the Rio Statics records, there's always something on there that you skip. Not on that record, Shakespeare My Butt. It's just great. We heard just about the only blues there. Did you hear the stinging guitar and the great background vocals of my good friend Stephen Stanley? Oh, so good. And we kicked off that set with Northern Wish from the Rio Statics from Melville. We are celebrating great Canadian music here. It's Canada Day, and this is Desmond Howell's Canada Day Spectacular. And we're having some fun and playing some stuff. And you know what? Because we're celebrating all kinds of great Canadian music, not just the stuff that we usually play, I'll even play a few things that, you know, we wouldn't normally play on the show, including this one right here. And, you know, it gets a chuckle in that last song. You know, maybe for good reason, but, when you get right down to it, the legacy and the contributions, the doors that opened as a result of this band and the success that they had and the roads that paved, you really can't deny that, in spite of the circus that the band and certain members became later on. When you get right down to it, those classics, man, they were pretty great, like this one right there. From Winnipeg, she's the Guess Who, baby. Tell the band to go home.
Headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. A truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize, and it was too late. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost.
the sun. She's come undone. Lost the sun, she's come undone. Da 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 found what she was headed for. It was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, Mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun.
Dun, 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 dun. There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turning to the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future and wanted to see the sun. Look away, said they, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore to the western strand. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun. Laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railway. Drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won on the mountain.
We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many are the dead men too silent to be real.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began to lie and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long. Laugh about it all again. We met when we were almost young, deep in the green lilac park. You held on to me like crucifix as we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne, time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. laughed when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne. It's time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, oh, so long.
Just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait, 'tis there 'twas said to lie,
the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage overland in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Said to me, your daddy's leaving home today. I think he's gone to stay. We packed up all our bags and drove out to Winnipeg. When we got to Winnipeg, the golden sound. There we were on the Sunset Strip, playing our songs for the highest bid. We played all night, the price was right. Don't be denied. Don't be
be our kind of transition into the next hour, I suppose, wrapping up this hour. A Neil Young classic as rendered by a Manitoba talent by the name of Alana Lewandowski, featuring Damon Mitchell on guitar there, and oh, it just sounded so good. And yeah, Neil Young, I don't know, you know, he's certainly a legend, there's no doubt, but he's severed his ties with Canada a long, long time ago. And don't even get me started on the Neil Young is from Winnipeg business, because that's a load of crap. Anyway, so there's our Legends set wrapping up there. Before Neil, via Alana, we heard Stan Rogers in there with the classic Northwest Passage, title track to that fabulous record. We heard Joni Mitchell in there, You Turn Me On My Radio. We heard the classic from Leonard Cohen called So Long, Marianne. We heard the great Canadian Railroad Trilogy from Mr. Gordon Lightfoot, commissioned by the CBC, that one. And from right here in Winnipeg, one of the nicest guys I've ever met, Joey Gregorish, from a great record called North Country Funk. One that's often overlooked. It's just it's a great Canadian classic. Also got a great Neil Young cover on there. It's a fine version of Down by the River. We heard Jody, though, classic there. And the Guess Who, starting off that set with Undone from Canned Wheat. And yeah, the Guess Who had some great, great accomplishments. Things kind of got a little silly near the end. And, well, they're still silly, if you ask me, but whatever. We're proud of them nonetheless. It is our Canada Day show. It's Desmond Howell's Canada Day Spectacular. That'll wrap up hour one. We'll be back in hour two for some more contemporary artists and some of the great artists of today. Please stick around and please join us. After a short commercial break, we'll be back with more pre-recorded goodness here on Tell the Band to Go Home in just a couple minutes.